Saturday Meditation, December 29th, 2007. The question this week has to do with being in the moment. We're wondering if Kuo could give us some information about, well, I guess some of the obstacles there are towards keeping us from being in the moment. Our daily lives seem to be full of things that keep us from being in the moment. And some hints as to ways that we can access the moment, to be in the moment. And maybe even give us some idea about what the benefits might be for the spiritual seeker of remaining in the moment and being here now. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are those known to you as the principle of Kuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this day. We offer you most hearty thanks for asking us to join in your circle of seeking. We find your blended auras most beautiful and the sacred space that you have created by seeking the truth together is wonderful, full of light, full of hope, and we are privileged to be a part of this gathering. We are most glad to speak with you about the problems of slowing down to now, tips on how to do that and the benefits of so doing. However, before we begin to share our humble thoughts with you, we would, as always, request that each of you please use his discrimination in listening to what we have to say. We are not authorities over you. Nor should any be, for you are the keepers of your temple. You are those who discriminate between that which is for you and that which is not. If anything that we say has resonance, please follow the path of that resonance as long as it seems helpful to you to do so. If our thoughts do not resonate to you, please lay them aside without a second thought and move on. In this way, we can be assured that we are not interfering with your process or being a stumbling block in your way. We thank you for this consideration, for it enables us to speak freely. Perhaps we should begin by attempting to create what we see as the environment in which one does indeed have the present moment. Each of you is a spiritual being who is always in the present moment. You have, however, chosen to take on a third density body, which is a heavy chemical distillery, in order that you may fare forth into third density earth with its characteristics of being both a school and a place to be of service to the one infinite creator. The benefits of being in a physical body that works in third density have to do with your not knowing the truth. You have deliberately placed yourself in a situation where the truth is not obvious. It is not obvious that all is one. It is not obvious that that one thing is love. It is not obvious that each of you is a part of the creative principle, an ineffable and inextricably intertwined part of that one thing that is all things, the one great original thought of unconditional love that is the one infinite creator. Why would you wish to place yourself in a position of unknowing? My friends, you wished to learn and you wished to serve. And above all, you wished to choose. And all of these things needed to be done by faith. Faith in things unseen and unprovable. Your world does not give you this faith. There is nothing in your culture which assures you that all is well and that all will be well. Yet that is the discovery that each makes for himself as he wakes up from the planetary dream and discovers that it is a much larger universe and a much different one than your culture may have taught you. And what a blessing it is to wake up. And yet, what does one do with that awareness that there is a metaphysical universe that is so much more real than this illusion which is called planet Earth, that it creates of the lifetime a completely different experience? Indeed, in many cases, there is no one to talk to about these perceptions. And there is certainly no support for the awakened seeker within the day-to-day structures of your society. Each of those in the circle spoke in the round robin which preceded this session of working, of those things that are in the life that keep one moving and going and doing the work, that which pays the bills, the errands that one must do, and so forth. And yet, there is far more in the way of distraction and discouragement in your environment, my friends. There is the characteristic clatter of the media in your lives, whether it be radio or television or newspapers, or, as the one known as Jim said, the MP3 player. There is talk and music and noise that characteristically is a part of your environment on a day-to-day basis. It is not usually an environment that is conducive to seeking the silence and luxuriating in that silent voice of spirit in which all is known. And yet each of you has awakened from the planetary dream. And each now wishes to know how more skillfully to use that increased and enhanced awareness of the truth. This is your situation. In terms of the world, the consensus reality physical world, you have no way to prove that which you feel is true. It is as though there was on solid land only the ordinary, only the uninspired, only the flat black and white of unenhanced living. And yet the enhanced version of life cannot take place upon the solid ground. Therefore, in order to begin to express a life in faith, the seeker must gather his forces together and choose to leap into the midair of the unknown, embracing the mystery, affirming that which is not seen, and finding his feet only after he has made the choice to believe that indeed all is well and all will be well. Thusly, we say to you, my friends, that there are as many distractions and discouragements that keep one from the now as there are pages in the newspaper, tunes on the iPod, reruns on the television, and above all, my friends, thoughts in your head, thoughts that go around and around without choosing at any time to get off the merry-go-round and rest. You as a culture lack restfulness. And thusly, there is this constant feeling of movement and the need to keep current and up with things and in the flow. And yet, as your world uses these terms, it does not indicate a movement towards unity, peace, and enhanced awareness, but rather a firmer grip upon the strap of the transit system that is constantly taking you from moment to moment, chore to chore, and job to job. We paint an unhappy picture, do we not, my friends? Yet, this is the environment you chose. This is the school you asked to attend. And this is the place where you hoped to share in great joy and radiance the love and the light of the one infinite creator. For you heard the cry of earth, and you hoped to hold the light at this time in a dark world, so that gradually, as you allowed the light of the creator to shine through you, you could infect others with this joy and effortless flow of light and love that is coming through each of you at all times. And yet so seldom is it acknowledged, blessed, and given a boost as it goes through your energy system and out into the world. You indeed came here to do that. Yet this is where doing meets being, for in allowing the light to shine through you, you are not doing anything except giving your will to the one infinite creator and asking to be used as an instrument of his love, his light, and his peace. You came here also to balance wisdom and love. In some cases, you also wanted to balance wisdom, love, and power. There is a great beauty in being a creature entirely of love. And yet, to blend love and wisdom in a more useful way in your energy system is something that each of you is hoping that this incarnation will produce. The catalyst of the day, the grist for the mill that you must grind, those seeming challenges that meet you as you awaken for the day. All of those things are your way of practicing the presence of the one creator. As you go, not segregating moments during your day when it is creator time and letting the rest of the day be worldly time. You hoped when you came here to find the way to so balance your awareness of love, power, and wisdom, and that you were able to begin to sense the metaphysical world that is inherent in every seemingly passing moment. You as a soul live in two worlds at once. Indeed, one of the most powerful gifts that you offer through your living of your life is the capacity that you have to be both in space-time, where you are a citizen of eternity, and in space-time, where you are born a woman, live a life within this chemical distillery vehicle of yours, and then allow the vehicle to go to dust while you as a soul revert back to the time-space version of yourself, which has interpenetrated your physical body and your physical life throughout your incarnation. You are that entity that can both act in space-time and be fully aware of time-space. You bring those two illusions together, the heavy illusion and the lighter illusion. And yes, we call both the metaphysical and the physical world illusions. As far as we know, all that is seen, touched, felt, tasted, and so forth is an illusion. But as well, all that is thought in the worlds that are unseen is also a kind of illusion. Each illusion being carefully crafted to give the inhabitants of that illusion those elements which they need in order to experience, learn, serve, and grow. For all that you do and all that we do and all that is done in all of creation is harvested to the one infinite creator that it may know itself ever better. You are then that nexus in which timelessness meets time, and insight meets intellect. You do not need to let those two separate. You may continue to live a worldly life, and at the same time, ever and always, daily enhance your connection with the divine. Remember that you are priests. It is said in your holy works that you are a nation of priests. And so you are, each of you. Those which conduct the sacred rite of living within the temple of your body, your mind, your emotions, your intellect, and your spirit. This instrument is fond of recalling a song sung by the one known as Frank, in which part of the chorus is doobie doobie doo. We encourage you to think of that very wise phrase as you quite seriously, but hopefully with a lightness of heart as well, go about your intention of becoming more and more able to slow down to now, as the one known as Wayne has said. Now that we have established that just about everything in the life of the culture in which you live seems determined to keep one off balance and unaware of this precious present moment, as the one known as Rick has called it. We may talk about some ways to trigger remembrance within the self of who you are and why you are here. This instrument was speaking earlier of the advantages of taking time at the very first of the day to set the intention for the day and to pray aloud or in the mind. It does not make any difference to that ear who hears and that heart that understands within spirit. What your hopes are for the day. If you hope to live in the now each moment of the day, if you hope to realize that creator portion of yourself, if you hope to enable and empower yourself as a spiritual being, there is no better time than when you first arise to ask for help. Help is all around you. We cannot emphasize that enough. There are many different kinds of spiritual helpers that are yours. There is what this instrument calls the Holy Spirit, that guidance system that is always with you. There is the presence of the one infinite creator, closer than your breathing and nearer than your hands or feet. There are angelic presences all around you that have been attracted by your purity of desire and your intentions. They wish nothing more than to help you achieve the goals that you have set for yourself this day. Yet you must ask, for they cannot infringe upon your free will. Therefore, please draw about you that wonderful network of loving presence that is always about you. And do not forget to ask nature to help you, for that too is a kingdom of the Father. The very ground loves you beyond all telling. The air, the trees, all that there is in the kingdom of the Father is dancing with you and inviting you to join in that wonderful harmonious rhythm of the dance of the One. For all within nature, not having a self-consciousness, is fully aware of the truth and is very happy to be part of the One Infinite Creator in its manifestation in this illusion. It is very helpful to become sensitized to any repetitive thing that occurs in your day. For those who happen to be in school, there is the ringing of the bell at each period. Perhaps it may be the ringing of telephones where you are enjoying your day and perhaps earning your living so you may pay the bills, as this instrument would say. Whatever sounds are part of your environment, become sensitized to them. Then when you hear the bell ring, the telephone ring, the train whistle blow, the traffic on the road come to a halt at the red light, or whatever noise is in your environment, you will find it not a distraction or something to ignore, but that which calls you to remembrance of who you are and why you are here. The one known as Wayne was speaking earlier of the simple truth that the present moment is that which is. It is the realist focus which a person within third density may achieve. For it is that link with time-space in which all is one. And time goes away. Timelessness reigns, and everything occurs now. In a very real sense, this is the world in which we live, or should we say, the illusion which we enjoy. All that seems to you to be passing by, to us is occurring in a circular now, so that there is no such thing as past and present and future, but rather there is our choice of which place we wish to insert ourselves in this harmonious and rhythmic dance of the One. For you within third density life, there is a very heavy sense of time, time passing, time rushing by, and so forth. And this is not something which needs to be resisted. You came here to experience this passing of time. You came to work within these limitations. You came to sleep until you could awaken to the now, to the truth, to the love and the light of the one great original thought. Indeed, in a way, you came to be the Logos. And that is a very telling phrase, to be the Logos. One does not have to try to be a part of the Creator. You are the Creator. Just a holographic spark of the Creator, as is every other portion of this interactive and very much alive creation. But you are a holographic example or bit of the whole. You contain in every cell of your body that one great original thought that holds all things together. You do not have to strive or stretch. You have only to allow yourself to be. And that is your nature. It is a tremendously exciting adventure, my friends, to begin to allow yourself to know yourself more fully, to rest in the now and be aware of your being, your essence. You are actually an everlasting part of an infinite creation. And this entire experience, which you now are enjoying, is but one of an infinity of such experiences. Yet this is the one which holds your attention at this moment. This, out of all the things that you could have chosen to do, is precisely where you hoped to be. And every opportunity that you could possibly have to be of service to others, to be of service to the one infinite Creator, and to come ever, ever closer to the realization that you know absolutely nothing, for this is not the density of understanding. And yet you know all that there is to know, for you know love. How precious is this opportunity for you to learn, to serve, and to grow. We encourage each of you to look at the various elements of your day-to-day life and target those repetitive elements that may act as triggers for the remembrance of your true nature and your true beingness as part of the One. Each entity will have different things that will remind him to move back into a balanced and focused awareness of the present moment. For the one known as Romy, it was something physical that he could look at frequently, for he works with his hands upon the computer, and so could see the bracelet that was on the wrist. For this instrument, it is the cross that she wears around her neck. As she moves through her day, she is constantly touching it, having formed that habit long ago, for it reminds her that Christ is counting on her and that she has hoped all her life to do nothing more than serve Jesus the Christ. Each of you will have very idiosyncratic and unique ways of bringing your mind back to a centered and balanced place in which you may rest in the now, even as you gaze with delight and interest upon the passing scene before your eyes. It may have seemed to you that it has been harder lately than usual or than it used to be for you to do this. And we would spend a moment talking about why that is. As third density upon planet Earth draws to a close, which it shall do within the next few years, there is a natural separation of those souls who have chosen to polarize towards service to others and those which have chosen to polarize towards service to self. It is as though oil and vinegar had been miscible for 75,000 of your years, but as the time arrives for entities to choose between polarities and to move on to either service to self worlds or service to others worlds, there is more and more of a tendency for those two to separate, just as oil and water will do if not artificially mixed together. As the times move on towards the beginning of fourth density upon your planet, and as that fourth density upon your planet is a positive fourth density, the vibrations of truth, understanding, and love are interpenetrating your third density world in ever greater waves and convergences of energy. And this means that this process that you have of coming to know yourself and accept yourself and love yourself has become more challenging because everyone has a dark side. And within your third density, it is easy for you to put that dark side in the shadows of self and not acknowledge it. It is difficult for an entity who wishes to be truly of service to acknowledge that shadow side that is the murderer and the rapist and the thief and the liar and the coveter and so forth. Yet, if all is one, are you not all things? Indeed, all of us contain the 360 degrees. Of various kinds of energy that make up the awareness that is the whole of you. And one of those tremendously difficult jobs for anyone is to go into the shadows and bring out that shadow side to look at, to acknowledge, to come to understand, and to ask if it will join you. If it will cease being part of the dark side and become your grit and your determination and your perseverance. That is the true function of the so-called dark side. And you can realize all of yourself if you can acknowledge the dark side in the first place. The desire of many is simply to deny that there is anything in the consciousness except love and light and positivity. Yet, there is the whole other side of self to be collected, respected, and honored, and used. And this process is becoming more and more difficult. Because whereas before the end of the age was so prominently close, it was quite easy to ignore the dark side of self. In these latter days of third density, when an entity desires to become a truly realized and focused spiritual seeker, he must go collect those shadow bits that he has not acknowledged. And this is difficult now where it used to be easier because of the constant barrage of vibrations of truth. So that all of those things that you least wanted to look at are now popping up quite prominently and saying, look at me, acknowledge me, let me tell my story, and please learn to balance me in and make me part of who you are. For we truly belong. We shadow elements of the equation of one. Therefore, we encourage each of you to take courage and look in that mirror as it comes to you. For all that are related to you by friendship or working relationship or family, all entities that are in your life are mirroring you to yourself. When you see those things that you like, then you are happy to see those mirrors. Yet some will come to you and mirror those things you do not wish to see. My friends, embrace those things you do not wish to see, not in judgment, but with a genuine and wholehearted desire to integrate that into yourself, to find it in the first place. That is very difficult. When one is mirrored something that is distasteful to one, one wishes simply to put it to one side. And yet, we encourage you to allow it to come close, to embrace it and listen to the story it has to tell. Find that energy within yourself. Not that you would murder anyone, but say you gaze at murder. Find the murderer within yourself. Go after that murderer and ask it to join you or to rejoin you. It is as if you were trying to bring all the members of yourself together so that you may be completely integrated as a unit and have no internal divisions where you do not wish to look. In that way, when you enter your own open heart, you have no strife within yourself saying, I am a terrible wretch, I don't deserve to be here, or saying, no, I am very, very good, I'm not wretched. You can let all of that judgment go and bring your whole self into that open heart where the Creator is waiting for you with unconditional love. You ask what the benefits are of living this life in the now. The first benefit is that it is the truth. Whereas all things are illusory, the now contains the door through the gateway to intelligent infinity and into the world of time space. When you are in the now, you are part of all that there is. And as the one known as Wayne said, when you are centered and focused in the present moment, you are a natural attractor of those things which may come to you for your benefit in terms of your worldly goals, in terms of the benefit to others of those gifts that you may share with others, in terms of the relationships that will be most helpful to you in learning and in serving. In the present moment, where there is no reaching and no striving, there is a natural law in effect which simply gravitates those entities, energies, essences, and relationships toward you, which are appropriate for you just this precious moment. Once one is in this now, one truly can be said to have no ambition and yet to achieve far more than ambitious people achieve, because of the fact that having moved into this point of balance, all things stem from it very naturally. The second benefit of being in the now is that it is from this point of presence that the Creator may radiate through you most efficiently and effectively. We do not wish to encourage you to try to beam light into the world, for that would be doing something of your own will. We rather encourage you to consider of yourself that you are to consider of yourself that you are as a broadcasting unit. You receive energy, you transmit energy, and in some cases you transduce energy. This is your natural state. When you are centered in the now, you are in the appropriate place to receive the infinite supply of love, light, energy from the one Creator, to shuttle it upwards through your open energy system, up through your body, through your heart, and out into the world through the top of your head. That energy just flows like a fountain through you, and the radiation from it is something that has caused artists throughout your history to draw halos, attempting to indicate how realized beings who are very secure and focused within their spirits naturally have a fountain of light that is just springing forth through them. That is the secret, my friends, to remaining forever rested and full of energy. You do not do anything except bless the energy that comes through you and see and visualize and intend that this energy is not going to stop with you, but is going to shower the world with light through your system. For you see, you color light in a way that no one else does. Each, as he allows his system to be a lighthouse, has a unique light. No one else in creation shall ever have your light. For the infinite love light of the Creator is limitlessly white. Yet your biases and choices and quirks have colored your energy body, so that as energy streams through the chakras and out the crown chakra into the world, you have colored that light in a unique way that is absolutely beautiful. So know that you are giving the gift not only of the light, but of the light through you by your choice and by your blessing. This too is that which is not done. It must rest in the essence of your firm intention in the present moment. This instrument was speaking earlier of that inner work which she feels has helped to support her life in faith, her desire to remain in the presence of the one Creator and tabernacle with the one throughout all experiences of her life whatsoever. We would agree with this instrument and take it further. It is well to support a life in faith with the prayer, with the meditation, with all of those ways to work in consciousness. Yet above all things, we encourage each never to forget or devalue the system as a whole. If you remain in the upper chakras, working with your heart and your communication and your meditation and work in faith, to the exclusion of paying the most exquisite attention to your sexuality, your state of mind as regards whether or not you are happy to be here and full of life and glad to be living. If you put aside relationships so that you may spend more time meditating, if you devalue your work because you wish to be a spiritual person, you've lost your focus. For it is your whole self that is sacred. Your sexuality, for instance, has so many layers to it, yet it must begin with that wonderful yes of lust and chemical attraction. And then you can let it lift through relationship to open-hearted relationship to that love of a legal relationship, and from there to the upper chakra work of true affection, true communication, and mutual work in consciousness, which is sacred sexuality. There is no detail, no matter how seemingly mundane, of life that is not bursting with the sacred and the divine. Consequently, although we do encourage naturally the meditation and the prayer and all of those beautiful ways of working in consciousness to discipline your personality and become centered more and more on who you really are. We also encourage you to look for the love and the sacredness in washing the dishes, cleaning the toilet, feeding the cat, and whatever it is that you are doing at the present moment. All of it is part of the dance of the One. We thank this group for asking this query. It has been a pleasure to share our thoughts with you upon it, and would ask at this time if there is a follow-up to this question or if there is another query before we leave this instrument. We are those of Gul. We are those of Kuo and are again with this instrument. We appear to have exhausted the queries in this group at this time. And consequently, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, expressing again our delight and our amazement at the beauty of your auras mingled together to form this sacred space. Thank you. Thank you for asking us to be a part of your circle of seeking this day. It has been a pleasure and a privilege. We are known to you as the principle of Ukuo. We leave you as we found you in all that there is, the love and the light, the thought and the manifestation of the One Infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai. As we let the light that we've gathered in this group go back to the One Infinite Creator, let's place in it our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.